There's one thing that calls me Donna Jewel, and it surprises me anytime I hear that name. I know who it is.
Okay, what's is your name?
Donna Jewel Billingsley.
And where were you born?
I was born in Oklahoma. I don't know, some little town out in the country.
Okay, and how old are you now?
I'm 83.
83. American years or Mexican years?
What?
American years.
Okay. He's cutting up.
How long have you lived here in South Texas?
In South Texas, we moved to Edinburgh in 32, I think it was, from Vivian, Louisiana.
Who is we?
Oh, my mother and daddy and family. I mean, the whole family. I was just, how old was I? About 12, I think, then. Or I don't know how old I was. But I was in junior high.
Well, how many brothers and sisters do you have?
There was one brother and three sisters.
And what were their ages?
Oh, wait a minute. I'm getting ahead of myself. I didn't marry J.D. until I had Pat and Jerry. Jerry was my oldest,
uh-huh.
And he died at 30.
Uh-huh.
And Pat was, but she was, there were 7 years between each of them.
Let me ask you this. Why did your family move to South Texas?
Well, they bought some land down there,
mm-hmm.
And they bought a new home, and they shipped all of the stock and the furniture and everything, and Daddy built another home,
mm-hmm.
And they lived there, and well, all of us kids grew up there. And
what did your father do?
Well, he farmed. Mm. He did not farm. He had citrus trees and lemons and limes and all of that. And but he raised grain for the livestock.
Mm-hmm.
And
this livestock, was it for eating purposes working the farm? Or?
No, there were, so many mules and horses, and then there was quite a few cows. I don't know. They were kind of self-dependent. Mm-hmm. I mean, they didn't have to buy chicken and eggs and things like that. They were just really kind of farmers.
So they were pretty self-sufficient as far as food is concerned?
For the food, Daddy had always had a huge garden, and Mother canned everything, and they taken the meat and canned part of that. And then
did you make beef jerky or things like that?
Yeah, they made beef jerky, and they made, they taken the pork and pork chops and sausage and stuff like that, and they put it in hog lard. Do you know what that is?
No.
That is the hog lard is rendered from the pork.
Mm-hmm.
The pork fat is what it is.
Okay.
And
did you make sausages or things like that?
No, but Mother did.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just thinking that was in Oklahoma when they made all that pork stuff because it was so cold up there.
Mm-hmm.
And but Mother did, and she canned her tomatoes and her beans and okra and everything, just everything in the garden she canned it. And we always had gobs of food, but we never had much money.
Mm-hmm.
Daddy had it, but he was like that. He mm-hmm. did. He was gonna.
Well, this was due to the Depression, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was due in Depression. But see, he had just retired from a Magnolia Oil Company in Louisiana. And he
was fortunate then.
Yeah, well, he was fortunate, and he was unfortunate. When he put his money in this place, and not knowing that he had lost, he had the biggest amount of the money,
was it stock company? Company stock?
Like, no, it was in the bank,
did the bank fold?
The bank closed, yeah.
And did you?
He got, I think, $1 on every hundred.
Oh.
But he didn't do that until it had taken a long, long time to get any at all out of that. Mm-hmm. And he had just to get the money to get, you know, he had to forfeit his house and the cows and horses for enough money to buy twine or whatever they tie the hay with. Now, isn't that something? It had taken a long time, you know, to get really hope to get started again. And Jack Stack, have you ever heard of him? He lived in the valley. Jack Stack. Well, he was the biggest swimmer there was in the country. So Daddy, he was one of those Baptist preachers. Now, that I'm not saying this to be...
Your father
was a
preacher?
Daddy was a Baptist. No.
The swindler.
Oh, the swindler.
The swindler was. But Daddy was a Baptist. And anything this guy said was holy.
That was God's word.
That was word. And, you know, he taken that. That is, he gave him his papers, his deed and everything to go down to Edinburgh and put it on record. He had all the confidence in the world. Well, he changed that to a vendor sling on everything he had. And he didn't have any money after his brother-in-law in Atlanta, Texas, didn't call him when he knew this bank was closing. He didn't let Dad know. Of course, back that time, we didn't have phones. And I don't even know he knew exactly where my daddy was living then. But anyway, they closed the bank up there, and I don't know how much that he lost there. But he had planned all of his life to. So when the kids got grown, he was going to put them through college, and he was going to set them up in some land and a home. That was what his plans were all of his life. But we run around like little Trojans, you know, and Daddy had really a big bank account. But we didn't know it. We'd always just skip like everything, you know, to make ends meet and Mama was right with him. I didn't know they had anything to mount anything, and that's the way it went. It was all gone. It was gone. And Daddy, poor old Daddy, he worked, and he really did skimp. And after that, you know, he wound up going to work in Houston at the shipyard.
Mm-hmm. Well, when did he go to work at the shipyard?
That was during the war. Okay. You know, that he and mother drove to Houston, and he went.
This was about 1940,
41? Yeah, I guess it was. It was in there, anyway. Mm-hmm. 40 or 41. When was that? Is it after Pearl Harbor? I don't know.
1941 was the...
I'm not sure it was after, whether it was after. I don't remember. That's
okay.
I really don't know, but that was really the truth. And we had a pretty hard time. And Daddy started working at the shipyard.
What did he do over there?
I don't know. He's building. I don't know what he did. See, well, after... Wait a minute, it was 48 is when J.D. and I got married, was in 48. And And Daddy, my brother-in-law, Sidney's, my big sister's husband, he was killed. Bill Brock was killed overseas. Mm-hmm. And he came to see us. And he said, I tell you, Donnie said, I don't want to go there and fight for those German people. He said, I'm just not mad at nobody. And that was just that kind of, that attitude he had. He didn't want to go there and fight. And he was colorblind in one eye. And he couldn't hear him. He was deaf in one ear. They shouldn't have ever taken him. He didn't even try to get because he didn't think they'd have him. And you know, they brought him up, and the night that his first baby was born, they'd been married 8 years, and that baby came that night, and they tried to stop him, and they couldn't. They told him that he and his wife was fine, and they didn't expect her to live. And it was a baby girl, which it was a baby boy. And he was killed before they got the word. He got heard from her to find out that he had a boy instead of a little girl. It was sad.
Well, getting back to the Edinburgh farm, did your father own a tractor? Or what did he use to work the farm?
He did the mules. You know, he had the mules and horses, and he plowed them I don't know.
Did he plant what kind of crops did he plant?
He planted, I don't know what he planted for hay.
Oh, hay is feed for horses.
And he had
What did he grow for crops?
Tomatoes. He had everything. Tomatoes.
Was this for home use or?
Yeah, it was for home use. It wasn't to be sold. It was
Was the citrus for sale? Was the citrus
for sale? Oh, yeah. Then he had big citrus orchards. Mm-hmm. And he sold the citrus fruit and the lime and the lemon.
Did he buy the farm with the citrus trees already
on it? They would say it was already there. The only thing he did was build a home there. And we didn't even have a phone. We didn't have running water. We didn't get running water until after I had gotten married.
how about bathrooms?
We had a nice bathroom, but we didn't have, water that you do like this with the pump, to pump it, and had a big tank out at the side, and that's where the water came from. And it was a nice place, and it was real pretty.
How many rooms did the house have? Do you remember?
It had four bedrooms. I remember that. In the living room, and dining room, and kitchen, and the bathroom. I guess that had a big. It was stucco. It was a real pretty house. You know, that was real good at that time.
Was it a Mexican colonial type or American?
It's kind of. I don't know. It was stucco.
How about electricity?
Well, we finally got electricity before, when we was out there, but we were out of the city limits. It was just on the outside. It was behind the college there, the college there in Edinburgh. And we were back on the
Now, what did you do for entertainment while you were growing up on the farm during the Depression?
Well, I don't know. Go to the show was about all. We didn't dance, and that was not in the religion to dance and go anything like that. And that was about the fun. We used to go on Winnie Roast, and marshmallows and weenies and things like that off out.
Did you go skinny dipping in river?
Oh no, I wasn't about 15 years old. I think when we blue there, maybe a little younger, I don't know. But, no,
did you
we,
go
did,
on,
we
on...
were just old-fashioned. We didn't do anything that, you know, that like... Well, now, I did go, I went with the church group to Audrey Island and went. I had big old legged pajamas, you know, those dress pajamas that come down to your ankles. We weren't allowed to wear pants, you know. That was an ugly thing to do for girls to wear old pants.
You could wear pants, but you could wear pajamas then, huh?
No, those old pajamas, you know, they were that mother made them.
Were they full-burn skirts?
Yeah, they look like a skirt.
Oh, okay.
And when the wind blew you down to Pedro Island, it just almost carried you away. That was terrible, but we had a lot of fun that year. JD, they lived right next door. We moved right next door to them, too. He, his mother... And his two kids, Dorothy and Poppy.
Was that here or
no? Where? That was in Imperial. And of course, when the kids they came over and played with Pat and Jerry. They were, you know, Jerry was small, and we got acquainted with him then. But he was, yeah, he finally went to work for. Well, he was working for Jerry when we moved there. He was working for J.D., I mean for Alan. And one afternoon, City had my sister here. She was a little girl. And she came to visit us. And J.D. called and wanted me to bring him his lunch. He'd gone home and forgot me out the rig, so I wouldn't have taken him out there. And he asked me to bring J.D. back with us to the doctor. He had run a big old nail through his hand. He spun through his hand. And we brought him back to the thing. And I didn't even remember what he looked like or anything. It just, this and everything. Come find out he was the next door neighbor. And J.D., Alton told me, said, he was not my neighbor then. He was, we lived on a little old bitty, but one bedroom now with those two children. And we had moved, you know, we had rented a room. And we cooked and everything in that room. So when City came down, we rented a room, a bedroom for her to sleep in. It had bugs. So when we found out that he had bugs, we moved. This bedroom was just eat up with this little bugs, you know. I mean, bed bugs. I didn't even know what they were. And she came in the room that night and said, Mother, I mean, Tony said, there's something just eating me up. I can't sleep. Said, it's just all over me.
Well, did you do any sunbathing or anything like that? No, I guess not.
Oh, no.
Fishing?
That was just for grown people. I mean, that was somebody else. That wasn't for us. We didn't go fishing or anything. That was from Sunday school classes.
What were your responsibilities at home?
Well, they always said that I got by with less than anything. But anyway, that's what the kids say. They said that every time that I was supposed to go pick cotton or anything like that, I couldn't go out in the sun because I was sick. And mother's oldest daughter, she was still living in Pine Island, you know, and they came down here with us in our new Dodge. And you know, the roads going to come through here, it was sand, and it was just like that. Oh, I thought we
just up and down.
One of many highways at all through here, like it is now. And I know when Dollar B and Hector came after we had Well, we were living in Edinburgh, and they'd come every summer and spend the vacation with us. Oh, we just had a big time.
Did you have Mexican immigrants come by your home every... Did they ever stop at your home? Mexican nationals coming, passing through?
No, I don't know. I don't think that people, I don't think they did. I don't think they come over like they do now. I don't believe that they even did then. If they did, we didn't even know anything about it. Mm-hmm. Because we, you know, we were dumb, I guess. We just didn't.
Getting back to your responsibilities, did you wash dishes?
Wash clothes? Yeah, and Mother did the washing on the board, you know. And she had a big old black pot that she heated the water in, and she had, I guess she must have heated that pot without a wood. Mm-hmm. And she would cook her. We always had a big garden, and she always had a big bunch of string beans and new potatoes, about that big, you know. And
kind of like a big marble size?
They were new potatoes, you know, just, she'd go out there and grab them out, take them out before they got big, and Daddy would fuss, but she didn't make any difference. She went and got her potatoes. She had all six of us kids to feed, so, you know, that was a big show, or she had.
Did she do a lot of home bread baking?
Oh, she did. She made the rolls and yeast bread and then cornbread. She just was a good cook. And every afternoon when school was out of school, boy, we'd come home to starve that, you know. And she'd have us a great big oven full of baked sweet potatoes. And if she has to wash that day, she'd have a string beans and cornbread and with those little potatoes in there in that black pot that she cooked outside by the washing machine. But she did get her washing machine loaded. But that was, she did most of that, and she boiled every one of her clothes to a month ahead and just white and bleach it.
When you attended school down there during that time period, was it an all-white school? Was it a mixed school?
Well, it was always, I don't remember ever not having the Mexicans were there too.
How about black people?
Wasn't any black people. I don't remember. I don't think now the black people we didn't have any, but I think all the time the Mexican people were there. And I don't remember seeing any Negro people there. But the Mexican people were there, the little kids, you know, we all grew up together.
So how long did you live in Edinburgh?
I lived there. The time that, I married an Edinburgh boy, Alvin Heffington, and that's Pat and Jerry's daddy, and he was an alcoholic, and I was just hoped and prayed all my life that he'd be like his daddy. He had the sweetest daddy that you ever knew, and I lived with him 13 years. And I just kept on praying that he would be like his daddy. He was going to quit that drinking and all. And his daddy called me girl. And he'd say, well, his wife wasn't nice. I mean, she was nice, but she wasn't. She always, well, you must have said something to hurt his feelings, or he wouldn't have gone off and done this. And he'd come in, every time he got his check, he'd make tracks, and he'd come in with the car broke down or burned up or wrecked or something, and it was always those whole time was like that with him. And
did when you married JD, what was his occupation? What did he do?
He was a driller out here at the team ranch.
A drover?
Driller.
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 He was a roustabout then? That type of
a what?
Roustabout?
No. He drilled wells, you know. He was a driller that was drilling the hole going down in the ground to bring the oil up and or gas, whatever.
Okay.
I don't know much about that either, but I know that he was a driller.
Did you ever work?
I worked about six, might be a year at Selma's out here. Mm-hmm. And, Alton, he'd come home, you know, and every time he came home, he'd bring this old friend, old ugly, nasty friend, and he'd be drunk and he'd be an old woman with them. And it went on for a long, long time, and I told Alton, I said, well, if you can't come home sober, and I want you to take your clothes back. He had been living in, what's this town, Rochester, down here? No, it's way down there.
Sarita?
Huh?
Sarita?
Oh, no, it's a big town.
Harlingen?
Raymondsville. He had been living at Raymondsville for, 6 or 8 months then. And he'd come home and he never had any money. He'd always come home broke. But he'd always be drunk of his stuff. And I told him, well, if he couldn't come home drunk, come home sober. And this did not come back.
Were you married by the time World War II came?
No. I was married to him. And I think that was it. I'm not sure. We got married, J.D. and I got married in 48.
The first time you got married?
Oh.
Was that during World War II?
No, that was years and years ago. Jerry, we were living in Edinburgh when I married Alton, mm-hmm. Alton Heffington. Mm-hmm. That's Paul, that's Jerry.
And you lived with him how long with Alton?
I thought it was about 13 years is how long I've
been. Okay, during World War II period, you were already married to Alton then?
Yeah, I was married. That was my first marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And we lived in the valley. I went with him and, the kids, my two kids were born. Well, now, Pat was born in Refugio up here,
mm-hmm.
and Jerry was born at in Edinburgh.
During World War II, how did the war affect you and the family? Did the war affect you directly, or?
You know, I don't hardly think so. We had always been real cautious and not, you know, just be careful with the money and not. But Alton, he was a derrick man. He wasn't a driller.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked quite a bit on him when he'd just take off, when he'd get, money got paid. Mm-hmm. And that's what caused our trouble.
Did you finish high school?
Yeah.
Where?
I graduated in Edinburgh.
Did you attend college?
No, I didn't. I got married before I got to college.
Did you ever aspire to be an actress or?
Oh no. No, I was just a plain old vanilla.
Well, did you have any dreams? I'll put it that way.
No, I never even thought. I was busy raising my kids. I didn't have time to think about that. Now, Alvin, you know, he finally left, and I went out and applied for a job. That's where I never worked.
Mm-hmm.
I worked with Pappy down at, I used to pack fruit when I was down in Bishop, and Mission. That's where we were living, where we lived for a good while, and I packed fruit down there, Alton was on crutches. He couldn't work anymore. And Mr. Heffington was over the packing. So he told me, come on.
What did you pack?
grapefruit and orange juice and potatoes. And, well, we didn't pack potatoes, but we sorted them out, you know.
Did you have many Mexican laborers?
Oh, yeah. There were a lot of people, a lot of Mexican people.
Compared to white people, how many Mexicans were there per white person that worked on the place?
On the place? I don't know. You know, you don't, when you're young, you don't even think about anything like that. I don't remember. Now, Pappy had a lot of friends. He was loved by everybody.
That was your father? Right on.
No, it was my father-in-law.
Your father.
That's who I wanted Alton to grow up and be like.
Oh, okay.
But he never did. He was such a good person. And I just hope he would. As he grows older, he would. But he didn't. He just didn't do that. So
now, how many children did you eventually have then?
I had three. I had Jerry and Pat, and then I had Stinky, just one by J.D. And J.D., when I married him, he had Dorothy and Toppy and Catherine, and they were real sweet kids. I had almost raised them before we ever married. When we moved to, I was big pregnant with Stinky when we went moved to where Stinky was, where Pat was born, Victor, Refugio, yeah, there. And JD's wife had just committed suicide just before we moved there, and JD was telling me about, you know, him being. He was working. He was roughnecking for J.D. I mean, J.D. was roughnecking for Alton. He did go drilling then after he had worked a good time. And he worked for I lost my